fashion of hot horn glee, it's Jubilee. Yes, sirree, men. Jubilee's been dig-digging in the old hot chichonia field, and we've rooted up a crop of tempting tempo. Lionel Hampton giving the beat, Rubell Blakely of the mellow bleat, Buck Buckner making a froth of the arpeggios, Les Paul, the czar of the guitar, that swing-sing quartet, the town criers, Dinah Washington, the heavenly gate, and your monstrous of ceremonies, the biggest thing in radio, pound for pound, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. Men, we're going to bet out some scat tonight that may be too hot to handle. So tell your outfielders to move back, because Lionel Hampton is swinging four batons as he warms up at the dugout. He's getting warmer, warmer, and now he's ready to swing out with Nola! And now I'd like to tell you a few fancy facts about Dr. Frobisher's hot lick triple tongue throat tablets.
Hold on there, Pops. Don't you know there's no commercials on this show?
I know, but I'm starting a rest home for Rusty Gates, Mr. Hampton.
Pops, if you ask me, you're overflowing at the mouth.
Lionel, you run your business and I'll run my mouth.
All right, I'll run my business and you run your mouth, but let me out of your way.
All right, folks, Dr. Forbrighters now brings you something soft and mellow. Rupert Blakely backed up by Lionel Hampton singing, "It Could Happen to You." Yeah, soft and mellow.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be.
And now it's a terrific combination of Les Pauls, the lad who made something square of a guitar, with May Carroll and another jive zither backed up by Charlie Harris on the bass. Together for the first time, here they are now, another jewelry premiere, an arrangement of T-4-2. Reginald Harris at 689, the Kings of Rhythm, at Combo Being the Musical Chops at 980, Stewart's Mace First Class, Walter Linden at FPO 385, and Tech Sergeant Samuel Cobb at APO 713. Lend us your ears. Your letters form a symposium of fact, yes? There's only one man who jives with the vibes, the one and only Hampton known as Lionel. And here he is with his great arrangement of Moon Glow. Johnny Moore, Reb Williams, Van Packers in the gang at 964, Chick Sanchez in the gang at 913, and Sergeant Reginald Harris at 689, this message. Are you tired? Do you have an all-gone feeling? Do you like vim, vigor, and vitality? Does walking upstairs exhaust you? Are you deficient in stamina? Then lie down and listen to the town crowds backed up by Lionel Hampton and Prue singing Back Home Again in Indiana. In which I am the key man, I would like to present at this time...
Hello, Mr. Whitman.
Well, gosh, away my limpid glimmers if it isn't Dinah Washington. Welcome to Jubilee, Dinah.
Say, what are you doing after the show?
You haven't even asked me what I'm going to do on the show.
Oh, I see. Well, whatever it is, who's complaining? But tell us about it, Dinah.
Anyway, I came here to sing a brand new ballad. And it's for Gordy, Baker, Garner, Johnson, Smith, Hughes, and Humphrey at 980. Lionel Hampton's own tune, Million Dollar Smile.
Million Dollar Smile.
Every time you smile, you dim the sunshine. You're a dream that words cannot define. My heart sang a song when you came along. You and your million dollars. With you in my arms, I lose my blue mood and forget about my solitude. You make my life seem if someone offered my weight in gold for you, you know darn well I'd turn it down. And as sure dear as one and one makes two, tell you that I love you. Hit me like a bolt right from the blue. It was not the moon on a night in June. Yes, it was your $1 million smile.
That was sugar sweet. And now, on behalf of the rest home for Rusty Gates, of which I am the supreme swing, here's a message. I like Boots Snoot because I like Boots Snoot. I like Boots Snoot because I like Boots Snoot.
What do you mean about you like Boots Snoot?
Yes. Just write in a letter telling why you like Boots Snoot Shave Cream and receive free of charge our beautiful shaving mug. Boots Snoot after shaving lotion is stimulating.
It hits you like a block, Buster.
Yes, it lifts you like an automobile, Jack.
And it smells... and it smells like a rose, Bert.
Disengage yourself from this radio, Mike. I've got to finish this spiel. While I've got the rhythm, I'm going to beat out an intro to your next number. Yes, it's Lionel Hampton himself setting the tempo for the band, with Ornette Cobbs and Fred Simon doing the tenor sax fancies, and Lady, Be Good.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, that had structure. And now, before we get to the close of Jubilee, which at this point is called Elamuge, before we lock up and wire down the joint, here's a little plush line patter for your diary.
The flat foot floozy with the floor was an unhappy creature, an unmatched boy. Till the care of all his stuff, he did extend her weight. Now, the flat foot floozy is a solid gate.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom Cryer. Thank you. Those were words of wisdom about taking care of equipment. And that's all the hot from Hot Horn Hall for now. Jubilee this time was dedicated to the home for Rusty Gates. Any such worthy enterprise is welcome on Jubilee. So just shoot your suggestions to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll knock out the commercials. Meanwhile, this is Ernie. I am down to a mere 350 pounds Whitman, thanking you from the bottom of my big, fat heart. So long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.